Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me today on Blog Talk Radio. I am Victoria Gaither, broadcaster and your host, and you're listening to International Connection Media Radio. Today, I have the privilege of welcoming back the snowmaker, groomer, and all-around good guy, Brian Hughes, who is going to be calling in from the beautiful state of Vermont. Brian and I are going to talk about several things today. For those of you that follow him, I know you have been waiting for this interview because you've been texting and you have been emailing me. Before we get into the conversation of Brian, I do want to mention the big news that's making news all over the world, that Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96 years old. So we're all very sad about that. Brian is now joining the conversation. Brian, she led an extraordinary life, didn't she, the Queen?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. You know, I'm kind of an Anglophile, so I kind of follow the royal family, some really weird thing that I had. I guess I was a weird kid. But yes, you know, 70 years of reign on the throne. Now her son's going to be the king, and he is like the Duke of Wales. Now, I would consider the Welshman because Hughes is a Welsh name, so I'm a Welshman. So he is my sovereign, like, full on now. But, yes, she led a very extraordinary life. God save her. God bless her. And she's in a better place.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more, and I think that there are just so many people that are just going to be so sad, you know, that her presence isn't going to be here. But you're right, 70 years is a very long time. So I wanted to mention that for those of you that are joining us. Thank you so much. Listen, the chat room is open. You're always welcome to go inside the chat room if you have comments or a question. I'm always happy to take your questions, and so is Brian. So, Brian, let's get started, because the first thing that I want to talk about, you have already posted your first post on Instagram from Middlebury Snowbowl. You started there. So what do you think? Tell us.
I think it's going to be a really good fit. You know, it's getting back down to bare bones. You know, a lot of the ski areas are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I feel that we should go smaller and smaller and go visit the smaller mountains to get that actual New England skiing experience. Narrow trails, less crowds, plenty of snow. So come check out your local small ski areas, whether it be Middlebury or whether it be Powder Ridge or wherever. Like, there's a place that I like to go to in New Hampshire. It's called Ragged Mountain. That's a beautiful, beautiful place. I also like to go to Pat's Peak. But, yes, I think it's going to be a really, really good fit. I think Ja was telling me that it's time to go a little bit smaller, slow down, you know. The big mountain, all I know is big mountain resort working. I'm gonna try and see what it's like on the other side to an actual ski hill. Ski resort, ski hill, two completely different things.
Now, one question that I do have, I was excited, as were the over, 2,000 people that saw your post on social media. What was it like for you to post from a different spot, right, a different mountain, because you were at the other mountain for such a long time? You look really happy. The grass there, the trails were obviously so green because we are into summer. And you had mentioned that you didn't see much trash. So talk about that.
Well, you know, I do preach, and I'm still going to preach it, that do not litter. It's disgusting. Do your part and to help save the planet in any way you can. But the first thing is an easy thing. Don't throw your trash out. There's places to put your trash. Now, the thing that I noticed about Middlebury, coming from Killington to Middlebury, there is no trash anywhere. There's no trash anywhere. And I've been to other smaller mountains, and I found the same thing. There's no trash. So I guess my message is getting out there to some people, though, but it needs to get out there to all people. Littering is disgusting. It's not even cool to do. You kind of look like an idiot doing it, especially if you get caught. So don't litter.
Now, I also want to mention, because
we only have the one planet.
That is true. Yes, that you're absolutely right. My my boss, Polly, over at the Mountain Times, sent me a article, and this article was about all the mountains on the West Coast and the East Coast, and they're all sort of giving dates when they think that they're going to open. So now I know you don't know when that's going to happen with your mountain, but do you still get excited when you guys talk about opening dates for ski season? Does that still excite you?
Well, what excites me is, all right, you know, you go through the summer, you go through the black flies, you go through the deer flies, you just go through the season of bugs, and then it starts to, and then the leaves start to turn colors, and then you start to get that Christmas in the air, and then you, and it's just this smell, just this, I can't describe the smell of winter, but you get that smell, and then it's like, your system just goes like right into a normal. I don't know. It's normal for me. Maybe it's normal for other people because a lot of people like winter sports. But like for me, being a worker, it's exciting. And then it gets nighttime, and then the temperatures drop, and you're poised for greatness. And you fire up your pumps and your compressors, and everybody's in the position, and then you just go. Start laying it down because it's a long, long season.
Yeah. And not only is it a long season, it's a long process. And, you know, it's a lot involved in laying snow, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's quite scientific, actually. It's quite simple, but it's pretty scientific. It can be scientific. But the simplicity is three things: temperatures, water, and air. You can't make snow at 28 degrees no matter what you do unless you have an Italian ice shaver. But you know, once it gets like 25 degrees and down like that, which is still considered, you know, it sounds cold, but it really, really, really isn't. It gets cold, me personally, like, I don't know, I've been out at over 20 below zero, and that gets pretty cold. I remember reading something about a French soldier who was with Napoleon, and he described the cold when they were going into Russia. But this stillness, it's so cold that the air doesn't move. I personally have experienced that. I totally get what he's talking about.
Well, listen, we've got to move on in this conversation because we do have other things to talk about, but you will be back here on International Connection Media as winter approaches and as you're making snow and all the things that you do to tell us more, because we certainly do want to know. If you're just joining us, thank you so much for being here. Brian Hughes is joining me again on air. We're always happy to have him here because he always is quite interesting and always has something that he's doing. So I do know, right, that this Sunday at Moguls there in Killington, Vermont, that you are taking part in a charity event, and it's called Pie in the Face Chase Challenge. And you're going to talk about Chase in a minute, but let me give everybody just a little bit of a background. So Chase is a local kid, and he has a syndrome called Phelan-McDermid syndrome, and it is a deletion syndrome of dealing with the mutation in a gene. So basically some of the characteristics are symptoms of autism, delayed absence of speech, low muscle tone, motor skills, epilepsy. So it's not a very nice thing to have, and there is no cure. So I know Rick and also DJ Dave, and there's so many people in Killington that come together to raise money, and they're raising money because there are 1,500 people that have been diagnosed with this worldwide. So the pie in the face, the idea is that you go online, Brian, I think you're moving up on the leaderboard, you buy a pie. So Brian's going to show up on Sunday along with, it looks like, about 20 other local people, and they get a pie thrown in their face. So the money that you spend on that pie will go to this charity and to also help Chase and other kids that's been diagnosed with this syndrome as well. Brian, you've done this before, haven't you?
Well, yeah, last year was my first time, so it's my freshman year. So this year is going to be my sophomore year, so it's my second year. So I know what more to expect. Like, I think I had it down last year. I put a shower cap over my dreadlocks. I planned on doing that the same, but this time I'm going to bring a change of clothes, because even though they're pies, they do start to cheese up a little bit after being in the hot sun. and they destroy your clothing. So I'm gonna bring extra clothing. Do they still make Physoderm? Remember that stuff back in the 80s?
Whatever the new
style is, I'm gonna get some of that, and I'm gonna wash up and clean up, and I'm gonna have a really good time. And so I suggest that you people come on down there and huck a pie in my face. I know you want to. Huck a pie in DJ Dave's face. Everybody wants a huck a pie in his face. And Jared? Sure. Why not? And you know what? Little Brooke, she needs a few pies hucked in her face.
Mm-hmm. Just a few,
Come on over. Come on down to Moguls. It's a good time. And huck a pie in our face and have some food, beverages, whatnot. You can bring the kids, let them run around, eat some dirt. They'll be happy.
But, Brian, you've met Chase. So what type of kid is he? I saw a video that his parents have of him on YouTube telling his story. He has the best smile ever.
Yeah, every time I've seen him, he's always smiling. He's like one of the happiest people that I've seen. I met him like last year. I met him, you know, I know his dad and I know his mom. And, you know, it's like, and I can see where he gets his smile, because Rick's always smiling. Oh, you got to throw a pie at him. You got to throw a bunch of pies at him.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a really cool kid. I think I high-fived him and said, hey, how are you doing? And he seemed to be a really, really cool kid. Really happy. So I would agree with that.
Go ahead, Brian.
So come on down and support Chase. Come meet Chase. He'll come check out his infectious smile. It's quite infectious.
I definitely agree. And listen, for those of you who can't be there, because, of course, I can't be there, but you can buy a pie online, so it's not too late. So in this show information, I will put a link to the pie in a face for Chase, and you can still participate and buy a pie online. Brian, when I first looked at the link, you were kind of at the bottom of the leaderboard, not completely at the bottom, but there are quite a few people. You have now moved up to the middle, so it sounds like the word is getting out, and people want to see a pie in your face, including me. I did buy a pie to put in your face, so I'm just putting that out there.
It's going to be kind of hard competing with DJ Dave. Dave Hoffenberg, I don't know, he's kind of like the master. Like I said, he's obnoxious and annoying enough that everybody wants to throw a pie at him. So,
well, hopefully, DJ Dave, you do that so well.
But watch out, man. I'm 100 miles away, and I'm coming up fast.
There you go. So those of you, again, it is pieinthefaceforchase.com, and the information is going to be inside the show information here. So the other big thing that is happening in your life, you gave me a call, it must have been a couple of weeks ago, and you said, Victoria, I'm going to be in AARP, and I happened to be in Walmart. Some friends were in town visiting from Killington, visiting me at the beach, and I got a bit of a chuckle out of it. And I think a story about you in AARP would be absolutely fantastic. So what brought that on? I'm dying to know.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, it was kind of a vanity thing. I think I'm getting too old to be on the cover of Snowboarder magazine. So I felt that I could be on the cover of AARP and just tell them my message to keep on moving, because I'm going through the aging process like everybody else on AARP. And you know what? The aging process, although everybody says it's the same, it's different for every individual out there. Some people just give up and stop moving. I, on the other hand, I am a proponent of keep on moving. because once you stop moving these seas up, and I would like to spread that. I would like to spread that message to people that are aging like myself. And just keep on moving. Give them a little bit. Give a little bit of positivity. Just keep on moving. I know it hurts, though, but, you know, that whole adage, no pain, no gain, that is kind of true, though. But, you know, you can do it at your own pace. You don't have to break yourself. But as long as you constantly keep moving, you should be just fine. I think that's
well, listen,
a
maybe
good message to give them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it's a great message. And, in fact, I'm looking at their statistics right now. It says AARP is an interest group in the United States focusing on issues affecting those over the age of 50. The organization said it had more than 38 million members, and that was in 2018. And it sends its members two large circulations twice a year. And I see no reason why you should not be in there. So this is what I'm hoping, that if they decide to do this, that I get to write the story, because, you know, I'm always – happy when I get to write a story about you. So fingers crossed if it happens. But if I don't, well, because they've got a whole list of journalists that write for them. So if I don't, I'm actually okay with that. The mere fact that you would be an AARP, I think it's fantastic. Isn't it funny though, Brian, when you think when you were younger and you would have discovered AARP because maybe your mom or dad would have had the magazine at the house. And when you're young, you think, oh, my goodness, you must be old, like you're getting AARP. But as you age, you realize that really isn't the case.
No, it's not the case. Okay. I remember my dad telling me, and this is his exact words. He's like, boy, it sucks getting old. But I was younger, and I just looked at him like, what the hell are you talking about, old man? I feel great. You know, and you know what? He's passed, you know, God rest, has been gone for like about 15 years, but he had it right. I should have listened to him. I should have listened. I should have listened. And then if I would have listened, I wouldn't have wrecked my body like I did throughout the years. So, but I don't know. I don't think I would ever take that back, though, because me wrecking my body has made me who I am.
Good message. So I'm rooting for you for AARP, and as we go through the process, then we will, of course, let everybody know. So the last thing that we're going to talk about, which involves me and the Mountain Times just a little bit, you have been so kind enough ever since I have known you that you always give me first dibs on stories. You've always given me exclusives, and now is no different. So as you go into this new mountain at Middlebury, you have decided that, hey, I'm going to let Victoria write about me. Not that nobody else is going to write about you, but everybody else will kind of come second because you're giving the Mountain Times and me exclusive access to what life is like for you at the new mountain. So first, I want to thank you so much for that. And then the other question is, everybody's going to say, well, why did Brian pick Victoria? So we'll just get that out there. So why did you pick Victoria, me, to do this?
I'm your biggest fan.
Case closed. Interview over. I love it. Shut it down. It's over.
Oh no, man! You write a really good story. You tell a really good story, and that's quite important to me. You have to have that je ne sais quoi to write a good story, and you are there, and yes, I am your biggest fan, so there you go.
Well, and just like that, he answers the question. So in saying that, you guys, just watch out for a series of exclusive interviews that Brian's going to give me in the Mountain Time. So, you know, hopefully you're going to start to see those appear as we get into winter. The first story that I would really like to do, and that is just sort of once you really get into making snow, just kind of some of the differences and just what you're experiencing there. And I'm also interested in the people that you work with, like, you know, who your boss is and the other people on the staff and just all of you guys together as a team, you know, creating a magical winter experience for everyone who's going to come there. So I'm excited about this venture.
Yeah. They all seem to be really good. They all seem to be really good chaps. Mike Cussie, Ryan McNulty, they all seem to be really good chaps. they all seem to be all about it, though, because, you know, making snow is not a job. It's a sport. Mm. And they all seem to be in the sport. Anybody out there, everybody out there, all of my snowmaking brothers and groomers out there, all of you guys out there, we all play the same sport. We're all in it together, and we are all together. We are united as one.
That is an absolute wonderful message and a great way to end the show. Brian, it is a privilege, and we'll get you back on here again soon once we get some updates and you have something to say. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Groovy people, for listening. I look forward to giving you guys your post. Know that I'm not at Killington anymore, though, but I'm still going to continue my postings because it transcends all ski areas. I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm over here or if I'm over there. Once the sun rises, we all see it. So,
yes.
Enjoy.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. And for those of you that have joined us, I appreciate you spending some time with us today on International Connection Media. I'm Victoria Gaither, a photographer. Actually, I do a lot of things, writer. Been in television news for 17 years, but it's always a pleasure when Brian is on and I have the opportunity to talk to him. So look for those stories coming up this winter, and they will be exclusive to the Mountain Times in Killington, Vermont. And until the next time, you guys have a great day, and I'll catch you later.